blasting out coast to coast and border to border on rural radio and hometown radio stations. It's time for America's Hot Barn Report with Monty J.
What he said. Here we go with the Big Sale Thursday chapter in the never-ending saga, hopefully known as America's Hot Barn Report, blasting out from Maine to California and Oregon to Florida on Sirius XM 147 and Great American Radio stations all across the Great Northern Beef Belt.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah.
Both cattle futures and cattle sales at sale barns across America continue to be red hot. 5 years ago this week, live cattle, but why not just call them fat cattle? It's not like cattle know or care that we're calling them fat. Where was I? Oh, yes. Fat cattle prices hit $113.67 5 years ago today. But yesterday in Chicago, Feb contracts hit $228.52, up $157. April contracts plus $147 at $228.37. I like it. Feeders continue to positively blaze with no end in sight as the big fall run wraps up and the Christmas bottleneck tightens. Jan feeders gained $287 at $338.37. March calves plus $267 at $332.82. The April closed at $331.90. 5 years ago, they were at $134.38. Now, them's good numbers, them is, but a far cry from how it went down in sale barns generating the economy in small town, out of breath, USA. Nebraska's Bassett Livestock Auction had 150 head of 700-pound steers sizzle at 421. Albion, Nebraska watched a draft of 910-pound steers boom to 325. Minnesota's Winter Fortress Tri-County Stockyards had 350-pound heifers sell to the highest bidder for five even. But wait, there's more. Ryan Falconer at Winter Livestock in Dodge City, Kansas reports that 580-pound steers smoked at 454. A package of 530-pound black steers hit 497.50 at Platt Sodak. Stockmans of Yankton, South Dakota proffered 550-pound heifers reaching 412.50. Remember, big special light feeder calf sale going down Friday at Stockmans. My 18-year-old nephew, Chase Platt, and his mentor, Michael Drotzman, will have 60 head on this sale. So buy them up, feeders, or, you know, the kid's going to become a theater major. Just kidding. See a complete listing of Thursday and Friday sales at Hot Barn Report on Facebook. Monty James for America's Hot Barn Report. Out.
Brought to you by Bassett Livestock, St. Orange Livestock, Ogallala Livestock, Winter Livestock, Torrington Livestock, Stockman's Livestock, Loma Livestock, Tri-County Stockyards, Mobridge Livestock, Napoleon Livestock, North Platte Stockyards, Albion Livestock, Faith Livestock, Platte Livestock Market, and Stockman's Livestock Exchange.
Attention farmers, a big part of the Keystone Cooperative Advantage is reinvesting in the business to better serve farmer members. That's why Keystone is partnered with Purple Wave for their December 10th agricultural auction featuring equipment in Michigan, Indiana, and Ohio. Fine field-ready sprayers, Rogators, and semis, all selling at absolute no reserve. This is your genuine opportunity to enhance your operation with quality machinery. Visit purplewave.com today. Purple Wave Auction, straight, simple, sold.